Where All the Rolling Rollers Roll, a Ted Lasso fanfic written by Chain of Clovers and read by Rockin' Hamburger. Oh, a smile would melt me to an asphalt strip, from Secret Summons by Laura Veers. They've learned from experience that going into full penetration to no contact, even briefly, is an unwelcome shock to Ted's system. So tonight, Beard is careful to pull out very slowly. He keeps a hand anchored to Ted's hip and murmurs a sound he hopes is soothing. He's eager to deal with the condom and get cleaned up. Sooner that can happen, the sooner he can lie down and drift into heavy Saturday night sleep. But when the only thing tethering their bodies together is Beard's hand, Ted slumps bonelessly onto his stomach, his calves and feet hanging off the edge of the bed. Beard bends down to be able to keep holding on. "Okay?" he asks. He nudges Ted's calf with his knee. Ted says something, but the syllable doesn't quite become a word. Beard tries again. "Okay?" "Oh." Ted turns onto his side so he can look up at Beard standing at the foot of the bed. "Yeah." He shuts his eyes again right away, letting his head drop back onto the sheet with a blissed out smile. "Yeah, I am very okay. You open up the old Merriam-Webster to the O section. I am pretty darn sure there's a picture of me right under the entry for..." Beard chuckles, a gentle interruption. One time, Ted described coming down from sex as re-entering society. Sometimes Beard thinks sex is the only time he feels like a member of society. Well, sex and football. The days contained a lot of both, and now they're in for the night, just the two of them in his new flat. "Come on," he says, "clean up time." If they take care of washing up at the same time, he won't have to let go. When they're back from the bathroom, Ted finds his shorts at the side of the bed and steps into them, Beard following suit. Then immediately walks to the closet to find clean sheets. "Worth it," Ted says, when Beard rolls his eyes at the pile of linens in his hands. Ted glances at the wet spots on the sheet, sweat and cum and maybe a little spit. Beard checks his eyes for shame and locates none, finds only the customary hint of propriety that makes Ted add, "Worth it and almost necessary." Beard strips the bed, and by the time he's back from stuffing the sheets in the hamper, Ted is stretching the clean fitted sheet over the fourth and final corner. Before long, they're lying under the covers in the dark, and as tired as they are, Beard can feel Ted stirring with an unuttered thought. He'll ask in 4 more breaths, he decides, but Ted opens his mouth after 2. "You didn't do this tonight," Ted starts, "but you've been asking for a lot of pain lately." "Yep, there's no point in deflecting," although he hadn't realized how significantly the requests were adding up. The cuts from Rebecca's nails on Valentine's Day, the night a few weeks ago when he was inside Rebecca and asked Ted to squeeze a bruise on his arm. Ted had done so, tentatively, and sweetly, and ultimately effectively. The mostly failed experiment with candle wax. He can hear Rebecca yelp after spilling half of it on the carpet on the way to the bed, as clearly and loudly as if she was here, instead of having a post-match night out with Keely and Roy. The shoulder bites, the too tight grips. Hardly torture play. Hardly the stuff of a sex dungeon, but definitely adding up. "You don't have to explain, but I gotta admit, I'm a little curious, and..." "I know you'll give me the right amount," Beard says. "You and Rebecca." That's everything right there, the whole of the explanation. But he knows Ted, as skilled a translation as he is, will need additional words. He searches for true ones. "You know the drugs I can't do anymore?" "Yeah, I do." "They're in a room. Been there ever since I quit 20 years ago. It's locked from the inside. No point even trying to get in." Ted wraps his arm around his waist. It's the middle of spring. Still pretty cold at night. "That's good." "It is," Beard agrees. "But that room didn't used to be locked from the inside. You pulled me out, and for a long time I still had the key. Could have gotten back in there any time." "But you managed not to." Ted kisses his shoulder. "Right. And it's a similar thing with the people I can't see anymore. My mom. And Jane. And some people you never met." Ted tightens his grip around him. It's as calming as the bruises, as gentle as the scratches. "I could get those keys easy, but I don't want to. And I've been able to stay away, but Ted, you and me..." Ted is only breathing, only waiting. "I don't want to upset you," Beard says. "I don't want to make you think about those days. It's okay." Beard takes him at his word. "Everything we've been through, it's like there's saloon doors on those memories." "You back there a lot?" Octa doesn't have to say where there is. Back where the line between life and death is too thin. A membrane. See-through and permeable. When one got too close to the edge, the other was there to pull him more firmly onto the living side and hold him there until he could stay on his own. Probably sick as fuck, but I honest to God wouldn't want to get too far away. He clears his throat. But I'm not back there in a bad way, okay? I mean, we're not in any danger. If he doesn't watch it, he's going to start rambling like Ted. I mean, things are good, aren't they? They are, Ted says fervently. They really are. But there's no locked room with all our bad stuff in it. No key to throw out. It's all just everywhere. And I'm proud of it. Ted surges up and kisses him on the mouth. It's long and tender, with just a hint of bite. A gift. You and Rebecca dose me right, Beard says, when the kiss ends and Ted is tucked against his neck again. You never overdo it, and it quiets things down, helps me stay in the moment. I won't ask you to insult me or abuse me, Coach. I just need what you've been asking for. Yeah. From head to toe, there isn't a single disconnected place between their bodies. Oh, Coach, Ted says, I'm proud of it too.